Blog Talk Radio.
Our portion is different than what the world give us and what the world sees. Our portion is the good things of God. Our portion. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all on this thankful Thursday. I'm so thankful, brothers and sisters. Godly, I don't even know where to start at. I'm thankful for his wisdom. You know, the Bible says that if you ask him for wisdom, he'll give it to you. The Bible says that Jesus is wisdom as declared in his word to sure of, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness. Hallelujah. I'm thankful, brothers and sisters. This is thankful Thursday. I'm thankful for what God did in the scriptures. I'm thankful for what he's given us in Christ Jesus. I just love that passage of scripture right there. It's just awesome, man. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into Thankful Thursday if anyone like to have something to say. Just press 1 and we'll let you in. Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. We're so happy for your word. We're so thankful for your word, Father God. We're so thankful, Father God, that you let us be part of you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you've given us. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the healing that you're doing among the saints. I thank you, Father God, that you're bringing your church together. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ability to pray and to call on your holy name. I thank you for it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word said whatsoever thing you desire when we pray is to believe it. I thank you, Father God, we can believe in you. We can believe in your word because we know that we're serving an honest God, a God of peace, a God of integrity, a God of honesty. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our refuge, for not just for us, but for all nations. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray, seek your faith. Father God, you promised to answer us. I thank you that we can do that. I thank you, Father God, that you built a hedge around us. I thank you, Father God, that whatever we ask and not doubt but believe it, it shall come to pass. Your word shall prevail, and it shall grow mightily in us. Not religion, not tradition, but your word. Father God, I just serve notice on the whole world today that you're such an awesome God, and I thank you for it, and I declare it right now that above all things, Father God, you are Christ, Father. You are our Father. You have put us in that same position as you put Jesus, and you made us a joint heir. I thank you, Father God, for your word said that you've given us power over sin. I thank you for it. These and all blessed. And Father, continue to bless this broadcast. Those that are on it, ask you to continue to bless those that we've been had in prayer. Ask you to continue to bless those that have benefited from this broadcast and all others, Father God, in Christ's name. We pray, amen. Amen. Let anyone like to begin. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Well, listen, brother, sister, I'm excited, man. I'm excited that not only is this thankful Thursday, I'm excited because we have his word. I like some of the promises that the Lord promises us, and even some of the protection. So when I'm thankful of those things. I'm thankful that he says, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." I'm thankful for that scripture. But it's just, man, when I tell you, I'm just thankful for the word of God, especially when I think about what the word of God says and what it will do for us, and there's power in that word, and especially when God appears to us personally. Man, that is like, wow. See, when you take that word personal, and you take that word personal, you take the word of God personal, and like you're not reading to nobody else, you're not talking to nobody else, but he's talking to you. Like Matthew 28:19-20, he says, go ye therefore. That's me. I see that as me. He said, go ye therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Personal to me. See, I take the word of God personal. When he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, I'm saying, okay, Lord, give me something. Well, what you want me to share? So that's why you have to study, brothers and sisters. So when he wants to share with the world through you, his good news. Hallelujah. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So I'm just thankful for the word of God. I'm thankful for the fact that I can read the word of God and be encouraged. I read Psalms 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Man, I take that personally. I just know the angels around me. God sent them to encamp around me. I have his protection. Hallelujah. Joshua 1:9, I take that personally. This is my protection. So I read scripture sometimes and I make it personal. It has to become personal. The word of God has to become personal to you, brothers and sisters. You have to make it personal to you. Like Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Wheresoever thou goest, listen, brothers and sisters, that's personal to me. When he says, be strong in the Lord, I can't help but to think about Ephesians 6. Because I'm saying, okay, Lord, you said how to be strong in you. See, a lot of times we read things, brothers and sisters, we need to get a deeper understanding of it. When he says to be strong in the Lord, man, I go and find scriptures. And when he says, okay, how am I going to be strong, Lord? How am I going to be strong? Because I know why he's telling me that, because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. So, but when he says to be strong in the Lord, I go and say, okay, well, what that means? And he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Woo! Man, that's a whole nother thing, man. I see how I'm going to be strong. You know how I'm going to be strong? Because I'm going to put on his whole arm. Yeah. I'm going to be able to stand against anything the devil throw my way. Because I'm going to be strong in him. I'm going to be strong in his righteousness. Yeah. I'm going to be strong in his love. I said this with a preacher this morning. See, some people, they're so selfish and they're into their own way, so forth and so on. Listen, brothers and sisters, God ain't pleased with them. They want to be in their own strength. I'm happy, brothers and sisters, that my strength, my hope is in the Lord, the power of the word of God. See, there's power in the word of God. The psalmist declared in Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am beheld. I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. I rejoice, man, because my strength is in the Lord. I said something yesterday. I'm going to say it again. Because when you just obey God's word, when you learn to be a blessing and not a curse, when you be a blessing to your enemy, or you'll see some power of God just go all through you. Matthew 5:44 says, love your enemy, bless them that curses you. Listen, brothers and sisters, the psalm declared in Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light, salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. See, you got to depend on the Lord. The Bible says the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and protect you and keep you from evil. But it's just a lot of times you think you're going to do something and God then flip the script on you. You can't go that way anymore. You know why? Because we're in his righteousness now. The Bible says that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Therein, the just shall live by faith. One scripture says the just shall live by his faith. What words you have. That's what's important, brothers and sisters. Yeah. We learn how important the word of God is. We learn to do a Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. See, a lot of times, God wants you to love folks that you don't want to love. But when you acknowledge him in your ways, all of them, you don't get to pick and choose. Let me say that again. You do not get to pick and choose who you love. I love everybody. I like that's what that boy said in Georgia. Everybody. Got a little everybody. Yeah. Even your enemy. That's when the power of God starts working in your life because you go like, okay, Lord, the only reason I'm doing it because your word say to do it. Yeah. See, Job realized something, brothers and sisters. You are secured because there is a hope. You may not look around you and you may not find that rest in faith, but I'm going to tell you, if you would search and seek for God's answer, if you would do that, listen, brothers and sisters, I got to tell you, see, we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, does he hope for that? But when you know the Lord, listen, brothers and sisters, he will abide with you. He will stay with you. You got to know that that word, it is real. It is real, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, the Lord appeared of old unto me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with my loving kindness have I drawn you. Brothers and sisters, when I see stuff like that, I know I'm protected. I know God got my back. That's powerful, man. Yeah. God tells you to love strangers. I read that the other day. But don't worry about them. They're okay. I read that in Leviticus 19:34. The stranger that dwells with you, love him as yourself. Boy, that's hard. Be a stranger. Now, this is a stranger. Somebody you don't even know. Now, the world don't see it like that. Man, I wouldn't let that stranger in my house. I wouldn't let that stranger. Wait a minute. The Bible said, I didn't say this now. The Bible says in Leviticus 19:34, the stranger that dwells with you, love him as yourself. Now, a stranger is somebody really you just met. You don't even know their name. You have a name for them. You got to call them a stranger. You can't call them brother. Can't call them sister until you get to know them. Then it's a whole nother ball game. See, when you put your trust in God, it's different, brothers and sisters. That way you can do a Leviticus 19:34. Everybody can't do that. Everybody can't truly trust God. But when you trust God like that, and you say, Lord, your word says in Leviticus 19:34, that the stranger that dwell with you, love him as yourself. Because listen, that is not easy. I'm telling you, that's not easy. Say, well, Lord, I got to depend on you for this. See, people used to pick up, people be farming on the road. They don't do that no more. But a lot of people are suffering right now. A lot of times we ought to just rejoice over God's protection, how he protects us. I read over in Psalm 91, which is a very, very key passage of scripture, that the one of these days the Lord gonna let me just really share that. He that dwell in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that don't mean you go run up in some church building, go to the top of the stairs, go into one of them big rooms they got, and they call it the choir room. They may call it the room where you put, it doesn't matter. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, the secret place of the Almighty is in his word. Then he reveals what's going on in his word, because that's where the secret place is. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely, I forgot to quote now. That thing like I said, it was almost, I wanted to share something with y'all. So, excuse me, pardon me for that. Let me go and find the scripture. Okay, here it is. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the gnawing of pestilence. Ready, I read the rest of the chapter, and it was just mind-blowing to know how God protects us. If you get a chance, read that. See how God protects us. It's awesome. For those that would take it personal. I keep saying that. You got to take it personal. It's not for no readers. It's not because you belong to a book club. You know, a lot of times people read things because they belong to a book club. Oh, man, this is the light. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, brothers and sisters. I'm going to give you a wisdom. Give you a nugget right now. And I want you to hear this. Word of God, as you know, God is speaking directly to you. That's how I want you to take it going forward. So anytime you read the Bible, pray for you even read it. Especially in your time of meditation. You'd be like, Lord, speak to me now. Speak to me. You know, one time I read what God said, demand of me. Call on me. See what, ask. See what I can do for you. Man, I just love stuff like that. Knowing that God is taking this stuff personal, and we should take it personal. Let me tell you how personal God takes it. He says, heaven and earth have passed away before one jot tittle of my word. God ain't gonna let the word pass. Luke 10:19 reads like this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Just name a couple of them right there. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. What you worried about? It ain't going to happen to you. You can go where you want to go. God got you, man. We're operating in this eternal way. Deuteronomy 33:27 says, the eternal God is the refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Brother and sister, I want to tell you, man, God got his eyes on you. You don't even have to worry. No reason David said, I will lift mine eyes unto the hill, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Read all of that, man. It'll bless you. Psalms 121. Read it. Put that in your spirit. Know that God is protecting us. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:24-26. When thou last down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of certain fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Woo! Man, that's powerful. When I think about what God's words say to you and what it says to me, here's going to be the difference, brothers and sisters, for a lot of people. They don't take the word of God personally. The ones that's going to truly be blessed is the ones that's going to take this word personally. I was checking. Anyone would like to have anything they want to be thankful for? We got a few minutes. You know me. I just love the word of God, man, especially in subjects like this where God protects you. I should pray that by God's protection. Because he protects you. No matter what you're going through, God protects you. I think I may pick this up tomorrow. Because I want you to know, when you pray, your prayer is protected. Doesn't matter. When you pass through, the Lord says, I'm going to be with you now. Isn't that awesome? Especially in a time like this, you can't hardly go to the bank because of gunfire. It's just with virus. With all this stuff going on, Corona, with all this stuff that's going on, you know, man, I like to go here, but I can't go. Listen, brothers and sisters, God said, I'm going to be with you now. God, that's protection, man. But like I said, if you don't take these scriptures personal, it won't do you any good. Because this is God's word, and he going to only confirm his word. The Lord, your word said over there in Isaiah 43:2. I may pick this up tomorrow. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And thou through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Woo! Man, God is with you. No matter, go through pure hell, God's going to be with you. There's some folks in jail right now, God is with them. And they know it. And they know why they're there. They understand their purpose. Listen, brothers and sisters. Well, you know, I tell you, that scripture just really blessed me. So I better shut it down right there. Anyone else? Pick it up tomorrow. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? We're going to talk about God protection. Protection. God protection. You got to know that here, you have a divine protector. Everybody don't have a divine protector. That's what we have, a divine protector. Somebody who neither sleep nor slumber, who watch over Israel, will watch over you. Hey, thank you all so much. Stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow.